In picture books for Japanese children, the sun shines red above mountains and forests, and the moon, which hangs in the night sky, is as yellow as a lemon. American children enjoy looking at the yellow sun and the silver moon in their picture books. Have you ever seen the picture by Van Gogh in which all the things look like burning yellow in the sun, which is bright orange? Colors are not only beautiful, but they sometimes have meanings too. We all know that a red traffic light means stop, and a green one means go all over the world. But color often means different things to different people. To the Japanese, red is the color of the rising sun on the national flag. It means growing power and hope. But to the people born in English-speaking countries, it is the color of blood, the symbol of radicalism. Workers gather under the flag of red. To Russians, it is the most beautiful of all colors. How about blue? To Americans and British people, it means unhappiness. Sometimes they say such things as, they feel blue, or they look blue, when they don't feel happy or well. To French people, it means surprise. And when Germans say they are going to do blue, they mean they are going to take a vacation, though they don't know why they say so. And white? To the Japanese and Americans, it means something clean and pure. This is why brides in Japan and America wear white. To Russians, white is the color of sorrow. The Japanese and Americans say that their budget is in the red when they are short of money. Italians say their budget is in the green. To Americans, green is the color of envy and inexperience. So, they can say such things as, he is green with envy, or she is as green as grass. When Germans speak of envy, they say it is yellow. That sounds strange to Americans. Yellow is a cowardly color for them. Isn't it interesting that colors can have such different meanings?